the princess's activities. The princess took the slave to her own body, received his seed, and then killed him. The princess was a king's daughter, but not in the line of succession, so her power was of a peculiar kind, self-supplying and self-serving, for lack of a kingdom requiring her attention. The slave was beautiful, a man like a king, and she, with her horizontal lakes of eyes, caught him and drowned him. She made him desire her rich flesh, and then gave it as if devotedly. Later, as her womb grew steadily, she gripped his throat with her dark hand so that he grew smaller and smaller, because the carotid blood no longer reached the vital centers. It was a strange thing to want to do with a kingly slave. Often slaves have been kings in their own country. Non angli, sed angeli, he was one of those fair ones, clear and yet impenetrable like the deep sea. She, dark like the jungle, refused admittance. A permit was required to partake of her deadly poison. On the tip of the arrow she used, she painted a little of the secret substance known to cause insidious paralysis, first of the limbs, and finally of the vital centers. She struck home with the garnished arrow, and silently to our ears, gave a supersonic shriek of triumph, which agitated all the birds in the jungle to fly up suddenly, stutteringly in the air. It's hard to say now whether he is dead or only paralyzed. Her hands, which have been on his throat, and the sly poison which entered his system, together have worked a change. His face is a mask now, which may be the mask of death, or maybe a temporary state. The princess is proud now, proud in possession. She has things the way she wants them.